to the political cesspool, known across the South and worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program. And here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host for tonight, James Edwards.
Gentlemen, welcome to the Political Cesspool Radio Program. The late, great Warren Zevon kicking off this very special anniversary slash Halloween extravaganza we're going to be having in TPC. I'm your host, James Edwards. Yes, I'm back, healthy enough to be here at least, Saturday evening, October 27th, I should say. Halloween weekend, the last weekend before Halloween, and here we are. Eventful week for me, just got a lot of emails about it, so I'll tell everyone quickly what was going on a week ago tonight. Actually, I'll take you back to last Thursday. Felt great that morning, felt like $1 million, and then late Thursday evening, I started feeling, you know, some stomach cramping, and I just thought it was stress. You know, I am the host of the Political Cesspool, after all, stress, struggle, and strife, that it's all part and parcel. But it never relinquished throughout the night. So Friday morning, it was still hurting. And then I went to have lunch with Keith, and that, you know, is always could do a man in, you never know. But, after I broke lunch with Keith on Friday, late morning, I went to the minor emergency center. I just said, listen, something's going on. I've had this stomach, you know, ache for about 18 hours now, and it just won't pass. And they did some tests on me, and they said, we think it's your appendix. You need to go to the emergency room right away. You need to go right now. And I said, okay. And, you know, still all the way up until the very end, I just thought it was going to be something stress related, maybe a stomach bug of some sort, but they put me in. Yeah, I thought an ulcer. That's exactly what I thought. And they put me in for a CAT scan, and they said, you've got to go to surgery right now. And so by the time this whole odyssey and ordeal was over with, it took me about 9 hours at the doctor and hospital, respectively, before they got me into surgery. It was a 3-hour surgery, lasted twice as long as they thought. There was a few complications. My hospitalization took longer than they expected. It was supposed to be, you know, a one-night stay and then home, and I was there for 2 or 3 days. But anyway, that was last week. Tonight, I've got a lot of cuts and scars and stitches in my belly, but I'm here and happy to be here. It's a very special night. Tonight's going to be a special broadcast of TPC as we celebrate our 8th anniversary with an on-air birthday party. It's something we do every year. The Political Cesspool radio program first took to the airwaves on October 26, 2004, and the following 8 years have certainly exceeded our wildest expectations, to say the least. During the show this evening, we're going to be dishing. All of us, every member of the Political Cesspool staff and crew, are going to be dishing about our favorite guests, most memorable moments, biggest triumphs, where we go from here. You'll even be privy to behind-the-scenes recollections and stories that we've never talked about before on the air. And you're going to hear, as I mentioned, personal reflections from all the current hosting staff and crew. So odds are, before the end of tonight's show, you're going to learn something about us or the show itself that you never knew before. And we will also be playing some of our favorite Halloween songs. All of the staff got together, put in the pot their favorite Halloween songs. We're going to be playing those at the top of each segment, at least a little excerpt from them. Very festive program tonight. We're going to be giving out special gifts, party favors, if you will, to our listeners tonight, which promises, again, to be one of the festive, most festive programs of the year. We're going to talk about politics some this first hour. We're not going to completely cut out our standard fare, but for the most part tonight, it's going to be a celebration, 8 long and glorious years on the national AM/FM airwaves. It all started 8 years ago last night. Now, remember that first show? I'm going to be telling you about it a little later on in the show when we get to that. But all in all, ladies and gentlemen, it's great to be back. Thank you so much. Got emails and letters, cards in the mail, snail mail, from all over the world this week. Best people in the universe are listening to this show. And we have them as part of our listening audience. Keith, you know the outpour of love and respect that you received after the passing of your wife earlier this summer. I can't say what I received quite matched that, but of course my situation wasn't nearly as serious, just having my appendix removed in that operation. But it gave the audience another chance to prove just how much they are behind us. And we love them. Anyway, I've said my piece. And, of course, Keith and Bill, I called them after I knew I wasn't going to be out of the hospital in time last week. I called them really with only a couple of hours notice and said, guys, I can't come in tonight. I'm in the hospital. They won't let me leave. And I tried to leave, believe me. And they certainly filled in more than capably, I might add. But anyway, Keith, great to be here on this Halloween birthday anniversary weekend for TPC.
And we're really going to celebrate Halloween. We're on the cusp of Halloween, so we're going to share with you. It's going to be a party atmosphere tonight, and I'm really looking forward to it. I know that we're going to play. We have rock and roll favorites, each of us, for Halloween, and we're going to feature those tonight since this is the on the cusp of Halloween, as close as we're going to get for a show this year. Now, I didn't get cookies at my when my wife died, but you know, James has this legion of female admirers that send cookies, and in fact, I just had some cookies that somebody sent
over
there.
In the green room.
Yeah, in the green room, right? James gets all of these things like that. He probably gets Valentine's. I don't know what else he has, but let me tell you, I want to second what James said. We do have the best listeners, I think, in the world of any show. We have people who are salt of the earth, people who are oddly blessed in these days and times with an old commodity called common sense and fellow feeling for their kinsmen. So consequently, when something happens to us, and of course we are subject to all of the vicissitudes that flesh is heir to here at the political cesspool. We don't try to hide that. We have ups and downs in life, and we don't try to hide them from everybody. And as a result, I think we make a connection with people, and people make a connection with us. I'm going to give this back to you. I know we're getting up on a break, but I can't wait to jump into this show, James.
Well, as I said, we're going to put a little bit of political coverage here during the first hour. Next week, we're going to have the great election primer, a guest on talking about energy. Next week, it's going to be back to the usual. And I say that with all manner of respect, because the usual broadcast for us is quite good. But tonight, a little bit different. We look forward to presenting to you all of the current hosting staff and crew over the course of the final 2 hours tonight. But first, Keith and I are going to jump into a few stories. Stay tuned. The Halloween TPC anniversary special coming back right after this.
Don't let me be misunderstood.
Please understand me, baby.
Don't let me be misunderstood.
Don't misunderstand me, baby.
Don't let me be misunderstood.
Are you familiar with the term vigor? Strength in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example? Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kirk Crosby. All right, and he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him. And believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test, available now. Get a hold of Kirk Crosby to learn about it. The number is 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
Available now at newsstands everywhere. The Sovereign Newspaper. it is time for you to read the most daring underground publication, Spreading the Word Through Print. It seeks to enlighten a free people to be knowledgeable with current, important events and take action in their own communities to stop the New World Order agenda of one world government. This publication is so rogue and extremely daring that establishment sources and critics rarely give approval of its content. Featured articles by concerned citizens, prominent whistleblowers, and credible authors. The Sovereign Newspaper is a monthly 32-page tabloid newspaper featuring incendiary content about current events in the age of Obama. The Sovereign Newspaper, available now at newsstands everywhere.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages, American Heritage School in American Fork.
Jump in the political cesspool with James and the gang. Call us tonight at 1-866-986-6397. And here's the host of the political cesspool, James Edwards.
I told the witch doctor I was in love with you. I told the witch doctor I was in love with you. And then the witch doctor, he told me what to do. He said that... Doctor, you didn't love me true. I told the witch doctor you didn't love me nice. And then the witch doctor, he gave me this advice. He said that ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah-ting-tang.
All right, the one and only David Seville there with Alan. Alvin backing him up. Witch doctor, and there's a reason we're bringing this song. We trotted that one out into the lineup tonight. Perfect story for Halloween. An African immigrant in New York City wants a witch doctor present at his murder trial. And basically the story is this. An African immigrant in NYC pleaded guilty to murdering his white ex-girlfriend. He says a curse made him do it. And to prove his point that he was cursed and that's what was responsible for his actions, he wanted a witch doctor. I'm not really sure if he wanted a witch doctor to serve as his lawyer in the case or if he just wanted him to take the stand to testify that, yes, it was, in fact, an evil curse that made him do it. But nevertheless, African immigrant murders his white ex-girlfriend, says a curse made him do it. He wanted a witch doctor, hence the song, present at his murder trial. So, Keith, this just goes to show you cannot have a first world nation with a third world population. I mean, you know, the most surprising thing about this story is that the powers that be in this case, the judge and the lawyers, ruled against it. I'm, you know, to me, I guess that should have been cast as a racist moment that they would not allow him to have his witch doctor there. You know, all cultures are equal, right?
Exactly. Cultural relativism. And to insist upon having a Western European civilizational model, or particularly an Anglo-Saxon judicial model, would be cultural imperialism. I'm really surprised that with the liberal establishment that rules in America today, that they did not provide him with a witch doctor at trial and instruct the jury that they had to take all of the witch doctor's comments as gospel. You know, this is part of the left's plan to destroy American society and culture and Western society and culture generally. That would be Europe. That'd be places like Australia and whatnot. You're not only going to let all of these people in, regardless of where they're from, regardless of their level of intelligence, regardless of their health, once they come here, we have to accommodate them. In other words, they don't assimilate to our ways or our culture or our society. We have to accommodate them. So it's just, you know, I'm surprised that the ADL or the ACLU or the National Lawyers Guild didn't take up this cause, and we would be dealing with this foolishness on the Supreme Court's docket now because of something like that.
Well, thankfully, common sense prevailed on this one. The witch doctor was not admitted as a lawyer or a expert witness in this case. Something equally scary, though, our descent into secular humanism continues unabated. U.S. Protestants are now no longer a majority here in God's country, much to our own detriment. The BBC has reported that we continue to march toward a post-Christian America. For the first time ever, the story reads, the U.S. no longer has a majority of Protestants as the number of people with no religious affiliation rises. The Pew report found that only 48% of American adults identified themselves as Protestants, down from 53% just 5 years ago. So here we are, 2012, 48% of people claiming to be Protestants. I, for one, of course, am very proud to be a WASP. I guess I'll be joining many of you in my listening audience on the endangered species list soon. But what makes this story so timely is that Paul Kurtz also passed away this week, the very week that this report came to light. Many of you probably won't know who Paul Kurtz is, but he was a leading religious skeptic and humanist. He died at age 86 this week. He coined the term secular humanism and was largely responsible for establishing the ideals of high-minded godlessness as a philosophy. Thanks in large part to Kurtz, one out of five people now in the United States are non-affiliated with any particular religion, and as we just mentioned, less than 50% claiming Protestantism of any denomination. Though Kurtz's death was widely reported this week, Keith, only Reuters revealed that Kurtz was Jewish, and there's no surprise to us there.
I was just going to make that comment. I said I'm going to give you three guesses as to what his race or ethnicity is, and the first two don't count. Of course, Jews have been in the forefront of trying to drive Jesus and Christianity out of the courthouse square, out of the public life of America. And let me tell you, I'm going to go on record for saying this. All of this hubbub about the threat that Islam poses to American life is a Jewish invention. It's a way to say the bad guy went that away. We're not the bad guy. Of course, all of the charges of anti-Semitism, which are really on a par with charges of racism, they're terms of anathema. If you're called a racist or an anti-Semite, I mean, they might as well hand you the pistol and you can do your duty and take your life, you know, because you're no longer fit for polite society. This is, you know, Jewish people or the Jewish hierarchy, Jewish power and influence in America. This, of course, doesn't relate to every Jewish person you're going to encounter on the street, but they want less than anything else for you to recognize their existence. If you start asking questions as, you know, the father of secular humanism, his name is Paul Kurtz. I wonder what type of person he is. What's his race or ethnicity? Then immediately, before you can even draw the conclusion that he's Jewish, you'll be have the charge of anti-Semitism leveled at you by the ADL or the Southern Poverty Law Center, which, of course, is run by those sterling Southern Baptists, Heidi Beirich and Mark Potok. These people are behind every leftist movement. Like we've said time and time again on this show, they're the yeast that makes the dough rise in every liberal, radical, egalitarian movement that has plagued America and is in the process of bringing America down to be a third world country. They were also behind the anti-apartheid movement in South Africa. And you were talking about some of our favorite moments on the show. One of my favorite moments was when I unmasked Alana Mercer, the phony conservative who is Jewish and who is unapologetically supportive of the anti-apartheid movement, even when she has written a book about how disastrous black rule has been in South Africa.
I keep telling these guys how important it is that we keep a couple of token Jewish folks in the stables here that we can count as our acquaintances, but Keith wouldn't go along with the script. No, in all seriousness. No, Keith, interview with Alana. Well, he basically just said things that I was shocked, frankly, that she would disagree with when you look at the cover of her book. And to be fair, we do have legitimate Jewish acquaintances and friends that are just that. In fact, Paul Gottfried endorsed our book. Yeah, Paul Gottfried. And we're going to be talking about some of Keith's favorite moments when it gets to that point in the show a little later on. There was another Gottfried. Now, that's Gilbert Gottfried. He didn't come on the show. I was thinking of USA Up All Night, you know, back in the day. Well, Gottfried Dulius, yeah. Well, I don't think he was quite Jewish. Now, that was a good show. Let's see, we're getting ahead of ourselves. That's all coming up in the second and third hour. Yeah, that was an incredible show. I'll have to talk about that. We actually have Art Frith on the line, who is working tonight, and he wasn't able to be scheduled as one of the contributors, but we have him on the line right now, and he wants to quickly share his favorite moments before he gets called back to duty. Art, the Chief, Art Frith, you're on the air.
Man, you never shut up.
I didn't know you were there. I didn't hear you.
Uh-huh.
All right, Chief. We got to go to break. Can you hang tight, or you got to go back to your...
You always leave me hanging, yeah.
All right, hang on, buddy. We're going to get back to you, and we'll get to you first right after the words.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Are you a native son or daughter of the South who bleeds the stars and bars? Someone not born in Dixieland, but who is a Johnny Reb at heart and looking for a place to shop that promotes Southern heritage? Well, your search is over. Dixie Republic is the place to go for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride. Inside the log cabin, just outside Travelers Rest, South Carolina, Dixie Republic has t-shirts, hats, videos, flags, books, belt buckles, and some of the best mouth-watering barbecue sauce that will ever touch your lips. There's just about everything you want honoring the South at Dixie Republic. Well, you say that South Carolina's a bit too far for you to drive? Have no fear, my friend. All of this is just a mouse click away. Go online at www.dixierepublic.com. Your home for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride.
Did you know that doctors are the leading cause of death? Heart disease is number two, but you don't have to be a victim. Hey, it's Patricia Aiken from CardioPrim. Start reversing the real cause of blocked arteries with CardioPrim Professional Strength Oral Chelation. You can have normal blood pressure and more energy in about a month, naturally, without drugs. It's always a thrill to hear from folks that take CardioPrim for their blood pressure and then can't find their arthritis pain, or find they have normal blood sugar in addition to normal blood pressure, or they don't need their Viagra. It's safe, it's effective, it's affordable, and it's guaranteed. Feel 20 years younger. We've arranged a special offer for Political Cesspool listeners. Go to cardioprim.com and use TPC for login and password, or call us at 702-449-0044. 702-449-0044. cardioprim.com.
Are you worried about America? Do you fear the power of the Obama brigades to take away your rights? The Obama presidency is the most radical left-wing administration in American history. Our constitutional liberties are in danger. What can you do? Join the Council of Conservative Citizens. For over 20 years, the CFCC has fought for the rights and ideals of the European American majority. The CFCC has won legal and political battles to protect your heritage and your liberties. The CFCC advocates strong state governments over the power of Washington, D.C. to rule your life. The CFCC believes in an American first foreign and domestic policy which opposes globalism and one world government. The CFCC advocates racial integrity as God's natural order. Visit our website today at www.cfcc.org and join fellow European Americans in the fight for our people.
Yeah.
get on the show and express your opinion in the political cesspool, call us toll-free at 1-866-986-6397.
We just moved in my new house today. Moving was hard, but I got squared away. Bells started ringing and chains rattled out. I knew I'd moved in a haunted house. Still I made up in my mind to stay. Nothing was gonna drive me away. When I seen something that give me the creep. Had one big eye and a two big feet. I stood right still and I did the three. He did the stroll right up to me. Made a noise with his feet that sound like a drum. Say you'll be here when the morning comes. Say yes, I'll be here when the morning comes.
All right, everybody, that's some good old Memphis Halloween music. Right, Jumpin' Gene Simmons. And before we get, Keith wants to talk a little bit about that song. That was Keith's contribution to tonight's Halloween cornucopia. But first, waiting patiently, my good friend and yours, a man, in all seriousness, who really put this show on the straight and narrow back in our early years. He really added the element of professionalism that I certainly lacked.
You're not your tail.
That's right. Art set me straight, and he taught me how to be. If I told him that you taught me how to be a radio professional, would that be an insult to you? Or
hell, don't you blame me.
But no, Art's fingerprints have been all over the show from the very beginning, and certainly his specter still lingers this Halloween. And he's calling in tonight, taking a quick break from work to get things kicked off in earnest here on the special Halloween and anniversary tribute show. A special show. Art, favorite guest, favorite behind-the-scenes moments? You have seen many of them, my friend.
Well, Sonny's hospital bed interview has to be the top of the list.
It always gets mentioned when we do this show. And, of course,
I mean,
what Art's referring to...
I mean, at least Sonny did work from the bed in the hospital, unlike you.
I had a chance last week, and don't think it didn't cross my mind, but I just thought the FCC would frown upon if they knew how much morphine I was on, probably less than Sonny when he called in that night.
To get out of work.
All right, so Sonny...
it's got to be Sonny in the bed, the lieutenant, and Colonel Hal.
The lieutenant and Colonel Hal, Art was referring to Lieutenant Godfrey Dulias, the Luftwaffe pilot, who called in and told us his incredible story about when he was a POW of the Russians. One of the all-time great cesspool shows. And then Lieutenant General Hal Moore, the Vietnam commander. A movie was made based on his time in Vietnam. The movie was We Were Soldiers, and Mel Gibson played his character. And of course, we have a friendship with Mel Gibson's father that spans to this day. So Art's favorite guest.
Justice live broadcast from Shiloh.
That's right. Confederate History Month 2006. 2006 or 7. I got to go back. But Jess Bonds, who was co-hosting with us at the time, did a live remote broadcast from Shiloh when Art and I were in the studio that night. Art, you got to have more than that, though. And that was a great show. Jess really did the best Confederate History Month we ever had was that year that Art's referring to.
Well, I guess the best show would be when I walked in the studio and with all those snakes and scared the crap out of you.
He's not lying, folks. Back in the early days at WLRM, there was a snake infestation. And I was actually doing the show, mic in hand, live on the air. Art walks up behind me. Unbeknownst to me, I turn around. He's holding a snake, I mean, an inch from my face. And it's stuck on this sticky paper that you use to, you know, trap rodents and small critters. And, you know, the snake got caught. But
The SPCA called and chewed me out for scaring the snake.
And the mother snake finally got electrocuted by what? We had to call. I remember I was coming out to do the show that night, and Dave, the owner of the station, said, I can't come in. The snake caught on fire, and it stunk something awful. But what blew up the snake?
She grounded herself.
She grounded herself. She got into the to the part of the machine where we power up and down the transmitters. I guess you got into the... It was right there behind the glass.
That was the official story. The real story is she crawled into this booth over there with you, took one look at you, and just went, all over the place.
She imploded after hearing the show.
All right, baby boy. I've got University of Michigan, Michigan State, and the World Series going on. So I've got to take a break and get the heck out of here. Have a good one. Hey to Keith and everybody else down there at the Old Port, and keep things going. And the best part of the show still is the announcer going in and out of the breaks.
And so that is you, my friend. Thank you, Art, for all you've done. We'll talk to you soon, buddy. That's Art Frith, our producer for so many years. You still hear Art's voice on many of our commercials. And we'll talk more about Art later on in the show tonight. But we had to work him into the program before it was all said and done this evening. And I'm glad he had a chance to call. He is now retired. He still does some work for us behind the scenes, but he retired to his native state of Michigan, and it's a big night in sports for those Michigans, and Art calling in tonight. He's actually at work. We can't tell you what he's doing. It would surprise you, but anyway, Keith, I know you wanted to circle back. We didn't know when Art was going to call in, but we had to work him in. Jumpin' Gene Simmons and Haunted House, the song we played at the top of this segment, is a song you wanted to be played. You requested it personally.
I've got a special personal relationship with the people in this song. This was a song by Jumpin' Gene Simmons. Now, the Gene Simmons in Kiss named himself Gene Simmons. That's not his real name. He's actually a son of Israel, the guy in Kiss. But he was so impressed with this song and Gene Simmons that what he wanted to do was, what was that noise coming in there, James?
It's Haunted House.
Yeah, Haunted House. Well, anyway, what happened, he named himself after the Gene Simmons who was on that show. Gene Simmons, Jumpin' Gene Simmons, was a Mississippi boy that came to Memphis and recorded at Sun Studio for Sam Phillips.
Like somebody else.
Like somebody that, named Elvis and with the last name of Presley and Jerry Lee Lewis and all these other people, he was part of that stable. He never had a hit with Sun, but he was signed on with a new breakoff label called High Records, which later became headed by Willie Mitchell and had Al Green and Ann Peebles and all sorts of other soul artists in the late 60s, early 70s. But in the early 60s, it was still a rockabilly label. And it was headed by a guy named Ray Harris, the man from Mantachie, Ray Harris of Mantachie, Mississippi, Rockin' Ray Harris, who also had a couple of Sun recordings. If you ever go to the Shelby Singleton library and whatnot, you'll see his songs, and a lot of collectors of rockabilly music swear that Ray Harris's songs are as good as any. Well, anyway, Ray Harris basically swipe this song, from what I understand, from Sam the Sham, Domingo Samudio, who is one of our favorite Hispanic guys. He lives in Memphis, too. He's the one who had a Little Red Riding Hood and also Wooly Bully. What are you going to say, James?
Well, I was going to say about Sam the Sham, I know where he lives. He lives out in Arlington, and for those Memphians tuned in tonight on any of the affiliate stations here, we'll know where Arlington, Tennessee is. We were driving by his house one day. This is when I just had my driver's license, and I was going out there to visit a friend. I saw Sam the Sham out on his tractor mowing his grass. So that's my Sam the Sham story. And I've met him before at a thing at the Pyramid, the arena here, and he did Wooly Bully and all that. But Little Red Riding Hood, we'll actually hear that a little later on tonight in our Halloween special.
Yeah, he's really a cool, laid-back guy. I remember talking with him in between sets at a nightclub in the Ramada Inn on Lamar Avenue years ago. And he recorded a lot of things that were, he also authored Signifying Monkey that was done by a guy named Smokey Joe, who recorded for Sun. But Ray Harris, Rockin' Ray Harris, man from Mantachie, was a client of mine one time. And he has passed on to his reward. So has Gene Simmons, Jumpin' Gene Simmons, that is, not the Gene Simmons with Kiss. Jumpin' Gene Simmons died at age 1969. But later this week, we're going to have a blog post that has the YouTube video on Haunted House, and it has pictures all up and down of, as you go through, of Gene Simmons back in his glory days with Sun Records.
And we have done a video here. If you go to the Political Cesspool's YouTube page, we've done videos at Sun Studios. We've done videos at the Gates of Graceland. We've got it all. Yeah, Sam the Sham of Sam the Sham of the Pharaohs. They asked him where the sham came from, and he said, "I can't sing." He also said because he couldn't sing good. But anyway, I don't know where this show is going right now. We've done a whole segment on Gene Simmons and Haunted House. Quickly, if you want to go to the blog, big story tonight. As it turns out, a black woman set herself on fire in a fake hate crime, a hate crime hoax. The story was originally... Well, we got to go to a break, so hey, we'll leave you hanging. We're gonna try to get to something. It's a crazy show tonight. We'll be back. We'll be back. That's all I can say.
We gotta get out of this place. If it's the last thing we ever do, we gotta get out of this place. Girl, there's a better life for me.
Are you looking for an affordable way to earn your bachelor's degree? Do you want a college experience that's more personal? Then discover your future at America's Transfer College. Students across the U.S. are choosing Ivy Bridge College as a better, smarter way to earn their degree. Thanks to Ivy Bridge's unique program, starting at a two-year college and transferring to finish your degree has never been easier. The program is simple. Start with Ivy Bridge College and take your first 2 years of college online. Transfer to one of over 140 of Ivy Bridge's partner schools and take your upper division courses. Then graduate with your bachelor's degree from the school of your choice. Personal attention, small class sizes, affordable tuition, and a clear pathway to graduation. Start your academic journey and contact us to learn more about Ivy Bridge College today. Call 877-622-2059 or visit americastransfercollege.com to find out more.
The government has spent $1 billion to try to prove that cholesterol causes heart disease. They have failed miserably. Hey, it's Patricia Aiken from CardioPrim. Reverse the real cause of blocked arteries with CardioPrim Professional Strength Oral Chelation. You can have normal blood pressure and more energy in about a month naturally without drugs. We never get tired of hearing from people that take CardioPrim for their blood pressure and then find their blood sugar is normal as well. Or can't find their arthritis pain or bone spur. Or they don't need their Viagra and can sleep without getting up 3 or 4 times a night. CardioPrim is safe, effective, affordable, and it's guaranteed. Feel 20 years younger. We've arranged a special offer for Friends of Liberty Roundtable. Go to CardioPrim.com and use LRT for login and password. Or call us at 702-449-0044. 702-449-0044.
If you want to experience the great outdoors in comfort and style, then you need products from Teton Sports. For any of your camping, hiking, or outdoor needs, Teton Sports has top-of-the-line products for any adventure. Our sturdy and lightweight Wilderness 55 backpack has a built-in rain fly and plenty of compartments and pockets, perfect for hiking the mountains or a weekend camping trip. And our zero-degree sleeping bag features Superloft Elite 4-channel hollow fiber insulation for warmth, as well as right and left side zippers to let you zip two Teton bags together. With an adjustable mummy hood and interior storage pockets, our sleeping bags are the best on the market. Teton Sports is all you need for any outdoor adventure. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman Warehouse, or Wholesale Sports. And next time you're preparing for an adventure, think of Teton Sports.
Welcome back. To get on the political cesspool, call us on James's dime, toll free, at 1-866-986-6397. And here's the host of the political cesspool, James Edwards.
I took my troubles down to Madam Rue. You know that gypsy with the gold cap too. She's got a bag down a Betty Broken Vine, selling little bottles of love potion number 9. I told her that I was a flop with chicks. I've been this way since 1956. She looked at my palm and she made a magic sign. She said what you need is love potion.
ocean number 9.
I tell you what, Keith, I don't know, buddy. I could listen to that song two or three times on repeat throughout this segment. That might be anything we have to offer tonight. Great song. Great song. Love Potion number 9. Welcome back to the show. This show is a celebration of this show, as Keith put it during the commercial break. If you've tuned in tonight hoping to hear a lot of political talk like you would expect to hear on the Political Cesspool, you're going to be sorely mistaken for two reasons. Number one, it's the last show we've got before Halloween. Halloween, always my favorite holiday growing up. Now, Christmas has supplanted it now that I'm an adult, but I still love Halloween. Of course, we are one day removed from our 8th anniversary. October 26, 2004 is when it all began. I'm going to take you back to that first show at the top of the second hour. And in fact, during the second and third hour, you're going to be hearing from the cast and crew of the program as they reflect, as Art Frith did, our great producer, just a moment ago on some of his favorite guests and behind-the-scenes moments. You're going to learn things about the show you never knew before, perhaps that you wished you'd never knew before, but tonight is a party night. Next week we get back onto the standard fare, but tonight we are celebrating 8 years of the Political Cesspool, and we hope you're having fun with us. Now, I'm bringing Mr. Sam Bushman on the show tonight. We're going to try to follow a chronological progression during the second hour when we kick off the true party element of the program tonight, but we're going to fast forward for a moment because this is the only time Sam had available tonight. He's a busy man. He's the owner of Liberty News Radio Network, the outfit that syndicates our show across the country and it around the world on the internet. Sam makes it possible through Liberty News Radio, and our working partnership with him has now spanned 4 years in and of itself. A big momentous occasion in Political Cesspool history happened in the fall of 2008 when we linked up with Sam. Liberty News Radio started in 2009, the spring of, and here we are now, much better as a result of our partnership with Sam. Sam, thank you so much for coming on tonight on this special anniversary edition of TPC and for the role you've played in our continuing evolution, my friend.
Hi, James. Delighted to be here. And, you know, there's a lot of times to remember about the Political Cesspool. One of the times I remember is when we were not on the air, but we were at the Hermitage.
I said that one more time. I was watching Keith.
We were at the, what is it called, the Hermitage? Is that how you
said? Oh, yeah, absolutely. Tell him that story. That was earlier this year.
Yeah, we actually went and spoke at the Constitution Party event in Tennessee. We got a chance to meet up with James and Eddie the Bombardier Miller. And we went to the Hermitage and learned about Mr. Jackson and about his life and his wife and a little bit about his family and went to the location. It was a very nice time. So I enjoyed that a lot.
Yeah, going to the grave, Sam Bushman, myself, Eddie the Bombardier Miller, and Sam's co-host, Kurt Crosby, of the Liberty Roundtable show, Monday through Friday here at libertyroundtable.com. Yeah, we went to the grave of Andrew Jackson and his wife. We went to their plantation, the home, walked the grounds, the same land that one of the greatest presidents in the history of the United States trod. We were there, and we were there together, and that was very, very much a great moment and a great memory of mine as well, Sam.
All right. Also, I want to introduce a little song here, one of my favorite songs contributing to the Political Cesspool music, and then tell you a little story.
Spooky,
Now, the interesting story that I've got is a Political Cesspool behind-the-scenes story that most of you probably have never heard. But it goes back to the time when we tried to get our Liberty News Radio channel on the Roku device. If you don't know what a Roku is, it means six in Japanese, ROKU.com Roku. Basically, it's a little device you hook to your internet connection and your TV. And then what happens is you're able to watch like Netflix and Hulu and Amazon On Demand and a couple of hundred channels from the Roku player itself. The point that I'm getting at is we have a Liberty News Radio Roku channel. So if you have a Roku player, you can listen to live and on-demand Political Cesspool broadcast via the Roku player. But the reason that I bring this up is when we first created our channel, you know, it costs a chunk of change to develop a Roku channel. But we got it all developed, got it all ready, got it submitted. They approved it. And the world was awesome. And we thought, you know what, this is great. Then all of a sudden they emailed me and they said, hey, man, We didn't realize you had the political cesspool on the radio. You guys are a bunch of racists, man. You guys are a bunch of white supremacists and extremists, and we just simply cannot accept your channel. Your approval has been removed. And long story short, I basically emailed them back and tried to do it polite, and they said, no, you're gone. And I came back and said, you know what? Not only, if you're gonna remove us over this, not only will I not cave, I won't take the show off and get rid of it, because in the negotiations they said, hey, get rid of that show. We'll put you on no problem. I said, we'll not do it. Anyway, the point is, we kept the show. We pushed. I threatened to take the issue live on my Liberty Roundtable program and said, you know what? I'll just tell everybody what you guys are doing. You know, you let the gays and the lesbians and all these kind of things go on this Roku platform, and you won't let us go on there? Anyway, bottom line is, we stood up. James stood up with me. We got him to cave. But that's a behind-the-scenes situation where, hey, it's spooky what these big mainstream network people can do. They can just shut you down. He who owns the media makes the rules. And all I'm telling you is, by us standing up and standing together, we won, and we're on the Roku player today. James, thanks to your work and my work. And anyway, it's a behind-the-scenes little tidbit, but they almost tried to shut us down, and thank heavens we didn't cave.
Well, thank you for that, Sam. And if you are not driving around in one of our affiliate cities listening on the AM or FM dial, if you are standing at your computer or sitting at your computer, I would ask you to stand now and give Sam Bushman a round of applause. I tell you, I love Sam Bushman as a brother, and that's the honest to God truth. He has stood with us. He has seen through the falsehoods that have been spread about our show. And he has stood with our show as a brother and comrade in arms, and we have certainly stood with him. And I think together we are stronger for it. But not many people would do it. I mean, you know, having a channel on the Roku player is a big deal, and that's just one of the many ways you can get Liberty News Radio programming. But you know, many people, believe me, many people have, and many people would simply throw someone else under the bus for the sake of advancement. Sam didn't do it. It's a testament to his character, to his integrity. That was a couple of years ago now, and here we are on our 8th anniversary, the day after our 8th anniversary, and looking forward to many years remaining of working together and in cooperation with Sam Bushman, his great family. I love him to death, the network here. Sam, the role you've played in the progress of this show can't be understated, and I'm just so happy to have you on the record here tonight on our anniversary show.
Well, we appreciate it, James. And, you know, I don't want it to be about me, though. What I want it to be about is the issues that we talk about. It's about protecting our heritage. It's about who we are. It's about creating a level playing field in the media. It's about, you know what? All's fair in love and war. It's all about basically standing up for who we are, what we believe in, and why. And no doubt other voices can come to the table and advocate for their causes. But you know what? So can we.
Well, that's right. And we're doing it every day here. And it takes money to get it done. He who owns the media makes the rules. Great DVD. You can get it on YouTube, but get your own copy. Go to libertyroundtable.com and tell Sam you want a copy of it. You'll be better for it. We offered it as the incentive to one of our fundraisers earlier this year. It was a big hit. And I saw Sam give that speech live in Nashville. As he mentioned, he was there speaking at the Constitution Party National Convention. We went to the Hermitage. We saw the grave of Andrew Jackson. But before, no, it was shortly after we did that. We went to not one, not two, but three catfish restaurants to no avail.
That's true.
They don't start serving catfish before 5 o'clock in Nashville. Let me just go ahead and help you guys out if you're ever there. Liquor all the time, but catfish only after five. But as Sam Bushman and I and Eddie Miller and Kirk Crosby, we all ended up at a Bob Evans. And that was just a great day, Sam, all the way around. Behind the scenes, great day. We wish the whole audience could have been there with us.
Amen to that. Roll on, my friend. Thanks for letting me join the party.
All right. We'll talk to you again soon, Sam. Keith, I was going to tell you quickly, and I don't know if we have enough time to work this in. But, okay, so the story was out of Louisiana. And thanks to Sam Bushman again. Great guy. Love him to death. Out of Louisiana, Winnsboro, Louisiana, a black woman said last week three hooded KKK members. I mean, this is a perfect story for Halloween. A perfect story for Halloween. Three men in full KKK regalia jumped her and set her on fire and wrote the N-word on her car in toothpaste. This was the story. It took law enforcement officials about 24 hours to get the story straight. She set herself on fire after she vandalized her own car. But the thing is, all of the national news media jumped on this as if it was God's holy writ, as if it was, you know, yeah. They just gobbled up this woman's story. The SPLC gobbled up her story. It took 24 hours for it to unravel. It was another hate crime hoax. But the SPLC and the local NAACP basically just said, okay, this was a hoax, but it doesn't change the fact that the Klan and racism are still prevalent in Louisiana. It's hidden. You can't see it, but it still exists. And so this was the thing. My question, my comment is, how much hatred for white people must this black woman had to set herself on fire to try to foment more anti-white hatred in the media? Or obviously there was some psychological mental illness involved there for her to do this, and that had to play a part. She must have wanted the attention. But anyway, it's all there at the blog. We don't have time to go to it into it now. ThePoliticalCesspool.org. Black woman sets herself on fire and hate crime hoax blames mythical KKK members. Check it out. We got to take a break. The party begins right after this. The party begins.
He fell to his knees to plead and beg, and the squirrel ran out of his britches leg unobserved to the other side of the room. All the way down to the A.